Welcome aboard the new patient group flight deck. Less chaos. Check. Less stress. Check. Less advertising costs. Check. More personal and financial freedom. Check. All right. Business checklist completed. Let the takeoff roll begin.
Welcome to Season 7 of the New Patient Group Audio Experience, a podcast dedicated to forward-thinking doctors wanting to learn innovative ways to run their business today so your practice can achieve new heights tomorrow. And now your host, he's the founder and CEO of New Patient Group, managing partner of RightChat, and a trusted motivational speaker for Invisalign, OrthoFi, and others, Brian Wright.
Hey, New Patient Group and Right Chat Nation, welcome inside the broadcast booth. Brian Wright here, and welcome in to episode 100 of the New Patient Group podcast. You've seen me or heard me talk about episode 100 and what I plan to do for it over the past couple seasons as a tribute to our family members and just the outcasts, the people that think differently, the ones that are doing things completely different, challenging the status quo. Taking what's always been normal in orthodontics and others as well, other industries as well, and really taking it face on to say, no, it shouldn't be that way. Why is it that way? All the way from A to Z, from outside your doors all the way through inside your doors. And today's going to be a good one. We just getting back from our mastermind event a couple weekends ago. As I do this podcast today, it was our third doctor and spouse event. And I got to tell you, and speaking of that, Rob Schaefer, shout out. I am sporting your, let me put the screen down if you're watching on YouTube. All right, that's a podcast for another time. And it has become somewhat of an ongoing joke inside the New Patient Group family. And I tell Kristen all the time, it's my wife, for those of you who don't know, I tell her all the time that the day I stop making fun of you, the day I stop giving you a hard time is the day you need to worry. And one of the things and one of the ways I've always shown my love and appreciation is just giving people a hard time, making fun of them. And I look at the more and more our customers make fun of me, and shout out Mark Olson. So Dr. Mark Olson the other day, I'm on Instagram. And now our customers have started shooting content to make fun of me. And he's got his button up shirt on, and it's buttoned and or unbuttoned and extra buttoned down. He's got his hat on, and he's mimicking me doing the podcast. And I got to tell you, the funnest part of this job, and what I still don't think so many people, from podcast listeners to ones that watch us speak, there are a lot of consultants in this industry that can, and they all can be compared, and this isn't a negative thing at all, but they can be compared as apples to apples, oranges to oranges. We're every single fruit there is. People have a very difficult time because we scare people with, and I know this because I've been told by several out there that this is the reputation. Our reputation is awesome. You are highly respected, highly looked after. People know that if they work with you, they are going to get amazing results. But, and there's a big one, is that you scare people because you reimagine every single interaction from A to Z under the roof, and you challenge the status quo. And so what's happened over the course of time is that we've attracted very forward-thinking people. It's why our customers, many of them, those are the ones speaking on stage all over the place. It doesn't mean that they don't have issues with their practice or that they're perfect. Of course, it doesn't mean that. But they are very forward-thinking and constantly wanting to stay ahead and do things differently. And those are the people that are attracted to us. And over time, what's happened, and I didn't really intend for this to be exactly like this, but over time, we've created a very niche, loyal, underground cult following, if you will, that stays with us. Like we rarely lose customers, and it's kind of like what I teach. You have a good culture if the crappy employees leave and the good ones stay. It's kind of the same way with us. The ones we lose are ones that we don't want to work with anyway. They don't listen. They're non-compliant. They're the first to complain about their patients being non-compliant, yet they're non-compliant whenever they hire companies like us or OrthoFi or DM or working with Invisalign or my other company, RightChat, whatever it may be. They're the ones that complain and moan, and they're a disaster for a customer. And those weed themselves out when they work with us. And what's left over are the compliant, forward-thinking people that just want to be pushed to constantly get better, but also realize, and one of the things that this is probably the hardest convincing thing that I have in my career in any business is convincing people that your number one marketing investment always is the repetitive training of your people. Not your training of your people, the repetitive training of your people. And that is such a foreign concept because so many of you out there, you know, training your people to begin with is a mess and you don't want to do it. But the repetitive training of your people, that's where it really gets like, really, you want us to do this over and over and over? Yeah, I do. Just like an athlete. Just like an athlete. That's what I want you to do. I want you to pretend that your business is a sports organization and the same things that make athletes great, that win games, are culture and how you train your people, your players, and how you repetitively train your people, your players. Same way in business. Same way in business. But for whatever reason, this disconnect happens where, oh, I'm not going to practice with my people in business, but athletes do. There's just this disconnect. Well, I have found over the course of time, as we become closer and closer with our customers, that they are some of my, and this is a shout out to so many of you, as I consider you my closest friends. Like, yes, it's a business relationship, but I still view you as my closest friends, and I love you all. I love how you make fun of me on social media. And Rob Schaefer, how you got me this podcast for another time t-shirt, because so many of you listen, know I say that all the time on the podcast. And you know, I did envision when I first started this company, like I said, 11 years ago, as I do this podcast today, a group of like-minded people that thought differently than most others in their respective professions. Organically, we just kind of tripped into orthodontics, and it's been a very interesting ride. And you know, the part that is very frustrating for me, but it's kind of a breath of fresh air watching our customers, is to me, so many things that are so common sense, so obvious on what you need to be more efficient, less chaotic, less stressful, while charging higher prices and increasing your conversion. All of these things, it's obvious to me, but for so many, it's a foreign concept. And that is why I love you all so much as a group, because you're kicking, it doesn't mean that you're having your record year in and year out. But it does mean that even in your more down years, you're not as stressful, you're not as chaotic, and you don't go down nearly as much as the rest of the industry. And during your up years, you go up more than the rest of the industry, and they're out spending worthless pay-per-click. Well, Brian, I get patience from. I'm not saying. It's a podcast for another time. Rob Schaefer, there you go. Matt Josie, there you go. It's a podcast. Doesn't mean that you can't get new patients from it. It means that if you invest it other places, you can become recession-proof. You can become automated. And if you have to spend money on advertising, it simply means you have leaky holes everywhere. You should be able to grow 10%+ every year the rest of your life without spending one dime on advertising. But for it to happen, you better be amazing with your culture, amazing with how you train your team, and three, your organic digital marketing content must be dominant. And those three things make up New Patient Group. And for so many, again, that is even rocket science because you believe you need to go invest to train your TC. Guess what? Your TC is one ingredient to a recipe. You know, you get new patient phone call training. That is one ingredient to the recipe. You know, I love these Right Chat customers that, you know, it's like, well, you know, yes, our no-shows have gone down since using you, but not as much as we thought. And I say, well, because you email them paperwork that they have to print out. The paperwork asks ridiculous questions that have nothing to do with being a people-first business. You already asked them those questions on the new patient call, so now you're sending them paperwork that asks them the same stupid questions again. So now they're filling that out. They've scheduled it two or three other places, so now when they see your paperwork being analog-based or asking, or maybe it's digital, but it's asking ridiculous, unnecessary questions that you want, but they don't want to answer, right? Clinical questions, like who's your dentist? Like that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that we look at the industry and we tear it apart. It's like, no, the question should be, You know, what are your hobbies? I play soccer. Okay, now you get to know the person before they come in, as an example. Like, of course you've got to ask clinical questions, but the people business first things are left out of most people's paperwork. And that's one of the things I love transforming, is just the paperwork, the questions, and how the questions can lead to a conversion, how the questions can lead to them showing up. But they send out this paperwork that's analog, has to be printed out. You know, it's 97 pages when you do one thing, move teeth. And there's all these obstacles that you create that get people to no-show. And again, the point is that no matter how good the new patient call is, I know we will reduce the no-shows 30%+ if we are answering your new patient calls for you with RightChat. It'll be more than that if your downtime concepts, pre-arrival concepts are good, but also the 30% number comes from people that are digital with their paperwork. But if you're not digital with the paperwork, the receptionist can be amazing. You're still going to have a no-show problem. Not as bad, but it's still going to exist. But this is my point, is that nothing is a singular thing in business. Nothing. Now, sometimes you have to have a singular focus, right? Sometimes let's concentrate for 3 to 6 months just on the new patient call, or 3 to 6 months just on presenting money, right? You can focus on one thing, but it's never about one thing. And so many people who hear this, I think the majority of it makes sense. But the new patient group family members out there and the RightChat family members out there, you're actually doing these things. And I love you all so much. But my favorite, you know, this mastermind event that we got back from, it was in Dr. Kirk Speck's backyard over in San Luis Obispo. And what an area. I mean, we stayed, I think it was a 12,000 square foot mansion we rented out. All the docs and spouses were all staying under one roof. It was amazing. You know, a lot of activities and camaraderie and round tables. And, you know, it's always about life, career, business. Everything is. And for so many of you out there, you know, if you have a, you know, this sums up the industry, I think, really well. So I get a call from a referral. I think it was an Align rep. This is about 2 years ago, and I've had this in my notes to talk about for a long, long time. And this is the industry, what I'm about to describe. You know, she has about a 35% conversion, which, to her credit, at least she recognized it. Okay, it wasn't good. She doesn't get a lot of new patients through the door, but she gets enough, right? It wasn't like five. She was getting 10 to 15, sometimes 20. So I'm sitting there going, okay, so let's get the conversion to 45%. Let's bump it up 10%. And let's also work on pending treatment, you know, OBS, you know, all these things that we teach. And also let's reduce the no-shows 30%. And through that, you're going to have your best year ever. But where's the mindset? Digital marketing. Like, that's what we want. And we're great at digital marketing. Many of you know, like, you're not going to get a more personalized service, personalized website, photography, all the things we do. You all know that. And it's why people are leaving. You know, these big names, they're just such crap. And they don't treat people right. And when you leave them, it's a disaster on how hard they make it, you know, for us to gain control of the website. They just, you know, they have a presence everywhere you go. So they have the name recognition. But I just love when we don't advertise and people leave those companies for us. It just makes me smile. And the problem, though, is that's what people want. You know, this is what she's like, well, okay. And I know what she's thinking inside her head. Okay, well, let's get another 5 new patients through the door. We'll convert one or two of them, right? Or two of them, or whatever it may be. Let's get another 10 or 15. Right? That's what she's thinking. When in reality, for all of you, so you know, in order to build up a brand and build an online presence, especially when the previous company has totally crushed it and just disastered it, it takes time. It takes time. So you're not going to see an overnight result from that. But where the new patient group customer's mind is, and why they are the outcasts, they are the special thinkers, the rebels, if you will, is they're thinking, okay, where can I plug leaky holes inside my doors? That is what their mind is always looking at. And sure, is that difficult sometimes because you're constantly looking in the mirror? That's the beauty of what I teach, what we teach, and what all of you grasp and accept, is that whatever problem you have, there's a mirror right in front of you that will help you fix it. The challenge is that getting people to look in the mirror to fix it is one of the most difficult things you could possibly do, especially in this industry, because of many of you out there, you make a lot of money, but that doesn't mean you run your business very well. So in spite of running the business not very well, you make a lot of money. So getting you to change, it's hard. Getting you to understand that you have leaky holes everywhere when you're bringing home $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year or more is hard. So again, you have to be a very forward thinker to go, huh, I'm probably missing 3 to 5 new patient calls a month. Well, one of the things that I have found since starting RightChat, oh my gosh, is the only reason people say no to us is they think we're too expensive. And I sit there and I go, huh. So what stock are you ever gonna buy, ever, that produces the return based on the statistics we just provided you? You know, if you're missing 3 new patient calls a month, and that's low, by the way. So our average customer, we increase their new patients right under 6 a month. Just by answering, remoting in, speaking as your employee, scheduling them in the software, people that would have never left a voicemail with an outdated answering service or would have just gone down the street and bought, you know, gone down the street, bought somewhere else. Those are instantaneous new patients. What you do with them, different story. But back to the 3 example. If you have 3 every single month that you're losing, that's 36 a year, times $6,000 average case fee, whatever yours is, times whatever your conversion is today, do the math. If you spent, you know, $12,000 a year with RightChat, as an example, in order to get the return I just described, you are not going to find a stock that's going to produce that return. It's not going to exist. Yet so many people, it's too expensive. Didn't you just tell me that you actually had, and this is for the practices that have the data. There's some that call us and they know they're missing 5, 6, 7, 8 new patients a month because they have the data. And they still think we're too expensive. And this is the challenge with the mindset. You're never going to think a stock is too expensive if the stock is run by a great leadership team, a history of producing a return for their customers. You're not going to think a stock is too expensive. Why does that mindset change whenever you run a business? It makes absolutely no sense. Now, with our customers, again, they get it because it's beyond the numbers on paper, right? If we schedule you 36 new patients in a year, as an example, that's great, but that's not even what's awesome. What's awesome is the referral stream that those 36 are now going to bring you that you would have lost to, and their referral stream, and their referral stream, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But see, you all can't see that on paper today, so therefore, your finite-minded mindset prevents you from being able to think like an infinite-minded leader. Those two terms I'm very passionate about. We're going to be talking about that more in other podcasts. There are so many things that our customers do, how close we are to them, the relationships. Because when I founded this company 11 years ago as it stands today, I wanted people to understand we are not a consultant. We are not a digital marketing company. All right. Yes, while we're both, what we are meant to be is a division of your business to provide ongoing support, ongoing training, the digital marketing that you need, right? So you don't have to go to an event and buy here, an event and buy there, and there, and there, and there. You've got it under one roof with a mastermind group that works on clinical things as well as business, marketing, et cetera, things. But our whole program requires you to look in the mirror and say to yourself, okay, I got a problem. I need to fix it. It's me. I got a problem, I need to fix it, it's my team. I got a problem, need to fix it, our digital marketing needs to be better. And I am so proud, new patient group and RightChat family members out there, I am so proud of all of you because you stick with it during good times, during rough times. You know, when the economy's crap, the reality is you need to be 10 times better at interacting with potential customers and customers, potential patients and patients, than you do when people have money, period. It amplifies the holes that exist in a good economy, but you just don't feel it because when people have a ton of money to spend, they're less picky. They shop less. They look around less. They overlook little interactions that don't go as well. When they don't have money to spend or money's very tight, all of those things are amplified tenfold, if not more. This is why the repetitive training that the new patient group customers commit to, it's so beautiful to see the employees just blossom in their skill sets. But this is such a foreign concept to so many of you because you get people hop on stage and they blame corporations for your failures or whatever it may be. Nobody hops on stage like I do and says your failures are because of you. That's a tough thing to hear. And I'm okay with the people out there that get offended by that. I'm okay because at least I'm telling you the truth. At least I'm giving you proper guidance on what you need to do. You need to get better at things inside your doors. And your digital marketing presence, yeah, it's outside your doors, but it's created by the culture and the team and you inside your doors. So it's still an internal thing. If all of you could just get into the minds of the new patient group customers, the Right Chat customers, many or both. I think 90% of our Right Chat customers are also new patient group customers because it takes a mindset to not think it's expensive, to understand it's an investment, to understand the difference between something you spend money on and you get a return. And that return could be your time, it could be your efficiency, it could be reducing your chaos, or it could be more money in your pocket, or a combination, ideally, of all the above, versus a cost that's just going to help keep your doors open for the day. And those are two very different things. And unfortunately, many of you out there cannot differentiate between the two. Again, it's no different than a stock. If you invest in a stock and it produces a 10, 15, 20 plus percent return in a year, you're happy with that. But why in the world does that change when it comes to your business? It's ridiculous. And these are the things, again, new patient group, shout out. I love you so much. The relationships, knowing your kids, eating dinners together, joking, you guys making fun of me. And no, just your mindsets are so far ahead of other people in this industry. It isn't even close. And the other people are falling further and further behind to the point where if you're running a marathon, which our lives are a marathon, employees, your careers are marathons, doctors, your businesses, they're all marathons. None of them are a sprint. Unfortunately, a lot of you make decisions like it's a sprint. You got to make decisions understanding it's an ongoing, infinite journey, marathon race. And there is no finish line. It doesn't exist. There's always places to get better. There's always places to refine. There's always things to repeat and train on again. It's an ongoing, forever, infinite journey. And so many of you out there just can't wrap your head around it. And you haven't had to wrap your head around it in the past because you could run any kind of practice you wanted and make money. Those days are over. There's still some of you out there that are getting lucky. You may be in the right place, maybe the only opinion in town. I mean, I know, and this is why, and this is a definitely a podcast coming, and I've had this in the notes for a long time, is that you can't get immersed in other people's data. This drives me nuts. Like you get on stage and, you know, people are reading out their highest converters in the nation. Those people aren't the highest converters. Like when I hear some of those names being called out, I know they're the only opinion in town. Right. And then you've got, you know, and they're converting at 95% and they're all proud of themselves, but they're the only opinion. And then you've got somebody with a 70% conversion and on paper, the 95 is better. But I will tell you, you know, somebody like Bryn Cooper, shout out to her. You know, one of her two locations in Houston, you can roll a quarter down the street and hit, you know, 10 orthodontists doing orthodontic work, as well as 5 GPs doing Invisalign. And they are one of 5 opinions. Well, guess what? If you're converting at higher than 70%, you're higher than the national average, first of all, way higher. And also that conversion is more impressive than the person that is the only opinion in town. And that's why the data on the paper, you can't tell who is actually doing better by comparing yourself to others. The other data is you know, the compliance data through DM Insights. Plenty of podcasts coming because I love DM Insights. But again, that is not apples to apples. You know, if you have a compliance stat in a practice is 80% braces, 20% aligners, and then you're looking at the same group and one is 80% aligners, 20% braces, that data is going to be completely different because they're totally different types of practices. And this is why the on-paper data is a bunch of crap a lot of times. And these are all kinds of stories and analogies that the new patient group customers so get it. Like, everything you should do in your business should be producing a return. You should be investing in companies left and right to help you produce a return on your investment. You've got to shift your mindset. And the new patient group family members, Right Chat family members, your mindset is a beautiful thing to watch. I'm so proud of all of you. I'm so proud of all of you being customers. I'm so proud to have gotten to know you and your families. I'm so proud that you fully understand that we're a division of your business. We're an employee. We are not an outside consultant there to help you for 3 months or for a year and then leave. We're there to coach you, guide you, always be working on something new. And you know all that. And this is the mindset the rest of you out there. Stop moving from company to company. Find your vision and hire companies that help you achieve that vision. Keep and retain those companies. Stop switching into the flavor of the month like so many of you do. New Patient Group family members, Right Chat family members, I love you all. Thanks for your support. And for those of you who listened today, I hope that this shout out to the New Patient Group and Right Chat family members, hopefully it resonates with you. Because if it does, there are some great, great things that can come from it. If you switch your mindset, take action. Find your vision, hire tools and companies that will help you achieve it. And we look forward to you becoming a part of the new patient group and Right Chat family member and family, excuse me, because we can help you do great things. All right. Again, new patient group customers, Right Chat customers, keep up the great work. You are, even on days and months and even years where you don't feel like it, you are still moving further and further and further ahead of your air quotes I'm doing competition. Okay, because again, why do I do air quotes for those who may be new listeners? Is because your true competition is you and your team. Overcoming, I don't have time. Overcoming, we don't shoot social media content. Overcoming the lack of repetitive training of your people on people skill sets, sales, hospitality, customer service, verbiage, presentation, psychology. Your competition is getting a better digital marketing presence, a better patient experience. Those a better culture through learning how to become a better leader. And those are a minuscule amount of really everything I could list out, but that's your real competition. If you focus on that as much as you try to focus on the guy down the street, girl down the street doing this, or what are they doing, or going to events and listening to what other people are doing, blah, blah, blah. If you just took care of your own, you know what? You would be better off than you can possibly imagine. Never spend another nickel on pay-per-click because you had to. If you want to, those are two totally different things. All of you out there can have this mindset. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.